over these weeks, we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit. What is it that the Holy Spirit is doing in us as he works in us moment by moment, day by day? From that point when we open our lives to that amazing grace of God and he floods us with his Holy Spirit, what is it that he's doing? And we've seen that love, that joy, that peace that should be growing within us, maturing in us as the Holy Spirit continues his work. And we're going to look just for a short time this morning at patience. And we're all thinking, well, come on, hurry up. Get on with it. Patience. It's to do with waiting in some cases. Maybe it's in the traffic. We all get a bit edgy sitting in traffic. And the longer I live up around here and then head back down to Belfast and I discover what traffic's really like and then go to London and, oh boy, traffic. We have no idea. But if we sit for 2 minutes in traffic, we're tapping in a queue. How is it that no matter what queue I get into in Tesco's, the one beside me always moves faster? And you move to that one, you know, that just doesn't work. Queues, traffic, waiting for that letter, waiting for that email, waiting for that phone call, whatever it is. And we know the results of being impatient and being patient. We know that impatient just sort of boils up in us and it doesn't do us any good. But it's not just about waiting. It's also about what we do when we're waiting. It's also about our attitude. There's that difficult person. That person that you would rather avoid altogether. You see them coming and you steel yourself, or maybe you move out of their way because it just needs patience to be with them. Or maybe you just hear the same stories again after time after time. Or maybe it's the same grumbles time after time and we just need patience. Not just to wait it out, but to be there. Somebody has said that impatience is a sign of irritable heart syndrome. We just get irritated. And our impatience shows through. With people, with situations, it just bubbles to the surface so quickly, so easily. It happens when we don't take time to listen. We don't take time to try and understand that difficult or awkward person. We just get impatient. We don't try to understand the disturbing events that are going on either around us or within us. We just get impatient. Patience is not just about waiting. It's also about how we wait. It's not just a matter of sitting back and twiddling our thumbs and being totally indifferent to what goes on. It's much, much more than that. And you can see our impatience sometimes in the questions that we ask. How long will I have to put up with this? How long is this going to go on? When will you understand me? And we get impatient. Maybe we even ask, if God is really in control, if God is really going to make all things new, why doesn't he just get on with it? Why do we have to put up with the mess of our world? Why do I have to put up with the mess of my life? Why doesn't God just get on and do his thing? And our impatience bubbles up to the surface of our lives. That irritable heart syndrome shows itself so quickly and so easily. And so Peter, in that passage, that lovely passage that Mary read for us, talks about God's patience. It's in verse 9 of that chapter 3. where Peter says the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Why, Lord, don't you show that you're in control? Why don't you just do your thing, bring this to an end so that people can be happy and content? The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It's not that God is sitting back indifferent, having a snooze, enjoying a cup of tea, indifferent to what you and I and others around us are going through. God is patient, not wanting anyone to perish. And so Peter says that the day is coming. Judgment is coming. But God does not want anyone to perish, rather to come to repentance. And so patiently he waits. And if it was not for this long-suffering patience of the God of amazing grace, we could not be in his presence. If it were not for his amazing patience with us, he would be finished with us. He would just have written us off. But in his amazing grace, unfailing love, his long-suffering patience, he waits for us. We all know and love the parable of the prodigal son. That son who takes his share of the inheritance and runs off, wastes it, and then comes back to his father. And as he comes back, he's rehearsing his speech, saying, you know what, I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. If you'd even just make me one of your servants in your household, I'd be happy with that. But while he's still at a distance, as he's walking along the road trying to put his words together, his father sees him, runs to him, embraces him. The father who patiently waited, not wanting anyone to perish. This is the God of amazing grace. The God who waits patiently for you and for me. And when we realize that, it should change our lives. Matthew chapter 18, Jesus told the story of a man who had a huge debt, a debt that he couldn't possibly hope to pay. He had just amassed that debt, and he goes and he begs his creditor to be patient with him. Be patient with me and I will pay it off. But his creditor says, okay. What happens then? Jesus says that man then goes out and demands immediate settlement from someone who owes him a pittance. He's shown amazing patience, but it's not reflected in his life. How easy it is to be like that. To experience the gracious patience of God in our own lives and then be slow to pass it on. This patience, what does it mean that this patience is growing in us? What part of the fruit of the Spirit, part of what it is to be Christ-like, is this patience growing in us? Does the Holy Spirit just drop some sort of patience bomb on us that covers us in patience and off we go? I don't think so. Does it happen in a vacuum? I don't think so. You know the old line of, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now, quick, quick, quick. Doesn't happen like that. God puts us into situations and brings people our way so that we learn patience. How do you learn to be patient in traffic? You sit in traffic. How do you learn to be patient in a queue, whether it's on the end of your phone telling you how much your call is valued and you're number 72 in the line and please hold on? How do you learn to be patient? You sit in the phone. You stand in the queue. Very often it is in those situations that the Lord is teaching us patience. When we're with that person who we just find hard to be with, Lord, teach me patience. Grow your patience in me, Holy Spirit. When that person who isn't what we think they should be messes up again and again, Lord, show me patience. Grow your patience in us. Where the situation is not what we would want it to be, Lord, work in me. Give me patience that I may wait for your work. A sure sign that we are growing, as Peter says at the end of this little chapter, that we are growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A sure sign that we're growing in that grace is that we're getting over that irritable heart syndrome. Is that we're becoming more patient, more long-suffering, just as God is with you and me. What a difference it would make to all of our days if we were patient with each other. Patient with those people around us. Patient in the situations that we find ourselves in. But it's not just a sitting back, it's a patience that's based on the fact that God is at work. It's a patience that's based on our understanding, our experience of the amazing grace, the unfailing love of God. God is not changing, God has not changed. And so I can patiently wait for him. Isaiah says, his ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. Peter says that his time is not my time either. And so we patiently wait, knowing that God's timing is perfect, knowing that God is moving forward, that his will is being done, that his kingdom is coming. God, grant us patience with each other, with those around us, with this world. Let's pray together. Notice the sad thing that it doesn't take us long to think of circumstances that try our patience. People, Lord, that make us impatient. So forgive us, we pray. Forgive us and work in us by your Holy Spirit that we may grow in that grace of patience. And we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.